We are joined right now by a senior NFL writer for Yahoo. He is a Hall of Fame voter. He is the co-host of the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast. He is Therese Paylor. Therese, good to have you back. What's up? How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you doing? Thanks for having me in the jungle again.
Good to have you back, man. Really good to have you back. All right, so right now you've got a piece up on Patrick Mahomes. Let me first ask you this. What is your sense as to how he's enjoying life as a Super Bowl champion?
Mahomes is definitely living it up right now. He's so competitive, and I thought one thing that was really interesting, and I knew this, but I thought it was interesting that he said it, was that he mentioned that he hadn't done a whole lot of winning before he got to the NFL. Remember at Texas Tech, like one of the things people used against him in his draft eval was that he only won like 5 games his last year there. And he said he'd never won a state championship in high school. He never won, obviously, on a major level in college. So for him to now be the Super Bowl MVP, the MVP of the league, and to have led Kansas City kind of out of the football wilderness, you know, he's really, really enjoying it. And you could really get a sense of that during the parade. You know, Mahomes is pretty buttoned up, man. He's a really mature kid for 24 years old. But he was having a good time in the parade. He was really feeding to the energy that he was getting from the fans. So I think he's still working hard. You know, he's already gotten back to training. But Mahomes is definitely enjoying the moment. I still don't think he's satisfied yet either.
I think there's so much that's really interesting in that response. Number one, the fact that he's not a guy who's won a lot of games. I mean, you look at this guy, right? Therese, he looks like a natural-born winner. Like, all this guy's ever done is won. This guy wakes up in the morning, he rolls out of the rack, he wins. But the fact of the matter is, he really didn't. So I think that's interesting. And you're right, he's really buttoned up, but he was having a really good time. Like, he's in the moment. He understands. So how do you think he's going to approach his contractual situation with Kansas City?
I know that winning really matters to him, and so does his legacy. Like, Patrick Mahomes cares about his legacy. He wants to get the most out of his football career as possible. And I think, in that respect, he respects a lot of the things Tom Brady has done. So I don't think it's a coincidence that both one of his co-agents, Lee Steinberg, and Mahomes have kind of mentioned the fact that, you know, quarterbacks are judged by Super Bowls and Super Bowl wins. And I think if that's something that really, really matters to you, there's a way to make sure that you can get yours, and he will get his. His next contract will absolutely be the most ever paid to a player. But there's a way to get yours without just destroying the team. And if you don't have that mindset, if you look at Mahomes' resume, he could really stick it to him. You know, he could really go in and like ask for the world, and they'd have to give it to him because he's Patrick Mahomes. But just based on the things I heard from him personally and what his agent has said, it doesn't sound like they're going to do that, even though the contract would be very lucrative, very respectable, and something that the agents can still use to recruit other players and can't be used against them.
Therese Paylor joining us, senior NFL writer for Yahoo. He's a Hall of Fame voter as well, co-host of the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast. You mentioned Tom Brady. I kind of went back and forth on this. I hate to bring it up, but when you hear the names of all the teams who are reportedly linked to Tom Brady, how many of them are actually good fits outside of New England?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jim, and I'm going to be honest. I've kind of got an issue a little bit with the Tom Brady, the all these other places talk, just in the sense that, not saying it can't happen, because if the Patriots don't pursue him hard enough, it could always happen. But I just don't think there's a lot of great fits for him. Let's just knock out 3 of them, right? People are talking about San Francisco. Okay, well, 2 of Jimmy Garoppolo's teammates have already come out and kind of spoke for him, and Jeff Wilson and George Kittle. And also, Kyle Shanahan's offense last year, which is one of the most beautiful offenses in football, one of the most well-schemed offenses in football, was based on bootlegs and movement stuff, Jim. So, like, right, that's not kind of what you want, like, a 42-year-old quarterback to do in general. So I have an issue with the football fit there. Tennessee, looks like they're about to lose Big Jack Conklin, the 25-year-old right tackle. Well, if you're Tom Brady, the reason you'd want to go to Tennessee is to play behind him and Taylor Lewan, and one of the best offensive lines in football. And because the skill players are good. Obviously, Derrick Henry's a stud, and A.J. Brown's really good. But, you know, you lose the right tackle, all of a sudden, that's a little less interesting to me, right? And then Vegas, listen, I'm all in on Tom Brady playing for Vegas, playing for John Gruden. I think that'd be great for the NFL. I think that'd be great for that market. I think it'd be a lot of fun. But one thing you have to remember is that the Raiders run John Gruden's offense, okay? Now, of course, you're like, of course, yeah, he runs it. But while some coaches kind of adjust what they do to their quarterback, John has a reputation of, like, you're going to run what John's running, okay? So I'm not saying that John wouldn't adjust what he does to what Brady wants because, hey, maybe John really is tired of getting his teeth kicked in by his good friend Andy Reid. You know, maybe he is. But if you bring Tom Brady into the mix, you're going to be running Tom's offense. And I think it'd be interesting to see what that marriage could potentially look like. So while, look, he may not go back to New England, I think from a football fit, there's no doubt the Patriots, with more offensive weapons, you add a tight end, so some fast receivers, that's the best fit. And it'd be a lot easier for him to go somewhere else, Jim, if Josh McDaniels had been hired somewhere. But with him still going back to New England, New England is the best fit for now.
They're the best fit, and it makes too much sense. But then when you look at it, Therese Paylor, my guest, when you look at what's going on here, like over the years, Bill Belichick has made it very clear in the past, he's got a number and a value for each guy. He's not going to give special treatment to anybody at all. How much of that is in play when it comes to Brady? Like, would he give Brady special treatment, or is Belichick just not wired that way?
I don't think he's wired that way. You know, Belichick is the go-to now. So, you know, he treats all these guys the same. It's part of the reason he's been able to keep everybody in line for 2 decades. You know, like, this is going to be about the team. And that means an unfailing devotion to pragmatism, okay? That's it. So, yeah, I'm sure there's probably a part of Belichick to see some of the fun things his opponents are running. The Baltimore Ravens, that run-based offense, basically bringing the wing tee back, seeing Andy Reid devote an offense, build an offense around RPOs and shotgun and just be like, oh, man, this is where the league is going. I'm sure he's thinking that, but at the end of the day, you know, Brady is still their best option at the moment, even though I am sure that it's impossible to love the game of football and be a football historian like Belichick and not see where offense is going and think that he's going to – and not think that that's something that they're going to want to install at some point.
You know, you got to love the fact that I start this whole thing off by saying, I hate to even do this, but, and yet this is all I'm doing. But I got to ask one more thing about Brady. All the drama surrounding Brady and the possibility of all these other teams really having a shot at him, does this all come down to the fact that Brady feels like Belichick does not respect him and does not treat him the way he would like to be treated? How much of this is about that?
It feels like that's got something to do with it. I think at any point, you know, Jim, you're obviously somebody that's accomplished a lot in your career. Like, at some point, anybody who has, like, you kind of want to feel respected and appreciated for your contributions to whatever company you work for. Like, that matters to you, man. Like, you want to know that your devotion to the craft is respected and appreciated. That makes you feel good. And if Brady isn't getting that, and I'm not there, so I'm not sure, but you've heard enough rumblings about it to make you wonder if that's a real thing. If Brady's not getting that, it's kind of hard to be mad at him for it. It's just, you know, Bill Belichick is going to run his football team the way he wants to. And I will tell you this, you know, if he's going to be this way with Brady, there's not any other player he has dealt with or will deal with in the future that could expect anything different, which would, in a funny way, be what's best for that organization, even if it's not best for Brady right now.
Therese Paylor, my guest. Before I let you go, I've got LSU's Patrick Queen coming on the show in the third hour. Now, you've got a really interesting piece up right now on the linebackers in the draft and how teams are looking to deal with quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, while at the same time having to defend skilled players in space. So how valuable are guys like Queen and Isaiah Simmons in the new NFL?
Yeah, Patrick Queen is a great pull for you, man. That kid is an unbelievable football player. Off-ball linebackers have never been – the importance of them has really grown over the last, I'd say, 5 years or so. If your guys can run and they can cover and they can hit, it gives you a schematic advantage in a way. It really helps you match up against some of these super fast offenses in the NFL. Look at the Super Bowl. Yes. The Kansas City Chiefs put up 31 points. But for three quarters, hey, listen, the 49ers defense was giving them all they could handle. And guess what? All three of their linebackers can really go, right? Greenlaw, Warner, Alexander, those guys can run. So not only does that help you match up against the tight end, which is a really important part in today's offensive football, it allows you to match up in sub-package. Teams go three wide receivers. They're banking on you having to match up with that. And then – if your linebackers can't defend the run with an even box, they can run the ball on you. But if your linebackers can run and you're in sub package and they can stop the run, then you've got an opportunity to really stop an offense and ground them and negate a lot of the matchup advantages they're trying to get. So guys like Patrick Queen, Isaiah Simmons, Ken Murray Jr., who I heard great things about, you know, these are the type of players that really good defenses absolutely need to have on that side of the ball to be able to match up with the high-powered offenses in today's NFL.
He's on it. Senior NFL writer for Yahoo. He is a Hall of Fame voter. He is a co-host of the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast. Extremely well plugged in. Therese Paylor, my guest. My man, great job. Therese, great to have you back. I appreciate you. Thanks for doing that.
As always, anytime, Jim. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Great job, man. Really well done. Great information. All right, there's hour number one. Again, like I like to say, smooth and easy. So good. Looking ahead to hour number two, here are some things that I'm working on. I've got the flight decks picks. Those picks include a breakdown of a great UFC card this weekend. Lakers, Bucks, tonight at Staples. Adam Hawk in the LA Marathon. Does he have another angle for the XFL? And by the way, what about Tom Brady?